Okay, let's get into Dmai Daf Lamed Aleph, and we continue our travels through the third parak of Maseches Dmai, two dafim left, here in the third parak, parak Ma'achilin, which we started off, if you remember, way back when, discussing whether Aniyim and Orchim are allowed to have Dmai, and we've been speaking about Ne'emonis issues over the past couple of days. Again, all these shiurim are sponsored, Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are on Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, on top. And we have been talking about, again, Ne'emonis, and if there's a mixture, if the Mishnah remembers, if I gave my Misukan produce, I gave my Misukan grain to a miller or to a shomer, right? One of those two. That's the discussion that we're talking about. Do I assume there was some type of switch or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Kavsai, Kol Yomai Hayisi Korea Pasuk Azeh. My whole life, I've been reading this pasuk, V'hiza HaTahor Al HaTameh, right, by Tumas Meis. The Tahor is Mazeh and sprinkles on the Tameh on day 3 and day 7, the process of Taras HaMeis. Tahor Echad Mazeh Al Tameh Echad. I thought one on one. Right, one tar person sprinkles on one tame person, right? That's the singular. Until I learned that maybe not. That maybe not, maybe it's one person could take care of many. Right. Why does the Gemara have to formulate it like this? Maybe to hint to us that even if two things. Number one, sometimes they could there could be something that bothers us or something that we thought our whole life. That at a certain point in our life, we have to recognize that we have to be ready to change. We have to be ready to sometimes change our das. And even if it's something that we always thought, you know, so he says, my whole life I thought this until now, and then I'm going to learn to understand it differently. So right, we have to, right, the midos that the Torah tells us about Am Yisrael or Am Kshei Oref. We are a stubborn-necked nation. So sometimes that works out for our good, that we're stubborn and we stay connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're loyal throughout the ages, right? We're an Am Kshei Oref. But often it's negative, and often it's something that we have to overcome. Am Kshei Oref. That's how it's used in the Torah, that we are Kshei Oref in terms of in Sefer Shmos. And the other descriptions that we have, but we have to be flexible in terms of what we think. The Chazon Ish once said that the most dangerous attitude for an Oved Hashem is a Beinoni B'shita. This is who I am. I'm a Beinoni B'shita. This is who I am. I don't have to get better. I'm not going to get worse. But I'm just not going to get better. Beinoni B'shita. No, no, no. That's somebody who's, they're not ready to change. They're not ready to be malleable. You know, we have to make sure that that's our attitude, right? Even if it's something, you know, rubs us, we have to be able to be Mishana. We have to be able to think differently than we did before. Not exactly, but it's the similar idea, the Das HaKenim, that I haven't quoted in a while, in Parsha Mishpatim, right, on the Pasuk La'Kelef Tashlichun Oso, right, throw it to the dogs, throw the treifa to the dogs. Why do we throw the treifa to the dogs? So Chazal tell us that we throw the treifa to the dogs because they didn't bark by Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we want to give them a little schar. The Das HaKenim says, another pshat, what dogs are we talking about that there's a treifa here? It must be that, you know, whenever you have a group of sheep, there's a couple of dogs that take care of them and protect them and surround them. Even in here in Beit Shemesh, when you look on the, we have a mountain in front of our house, so there are, sometimes you see the sheep there, and there are a couple of dogs with the shepherds there that protect. So what must have happened one day? It must be one day the dogs didn't do their job. Didn't do their job, and therefore a wolf came in and devoured part of a sheep, and now there's a half a sheep left. So what do you do with that half a sheep? So one might say, well, I'm not giving it to my dog. I'm not giving it. The dog messed up. The dog didn't do his job. No, the Torah says, give it to the dog. Give it to the dog. So many messages of that. And that's the pasuk of L'Kelef Tashlichun Oso. So keeping things in perspective, recognizing that there was loyalty yesterday and there'll be loyalty tomorrow. But also, I think I'm right. I always think I'm right. I'm not giving this to the dog. I'm not. But sometimes maybe not. The Torah is telling us we have to rethink things. We have to always be open to know that there are other deos out there. Right, remember we spoke about it in yesterday's shiur, the Bali Tracen, right? The shield bearers, that when it comes to Torah, we have to sometimes think differently. And like here, he's a Rabbi Shua ben Kavsi says that, I always thought this, and, now I recognize that it must be that the other way of thinking is the correct way. So what was he thinking about Tumas Meis? Interesting. Tumas Meis, the Rambam has at the beginning of Sefer Tara. Sefer Torah, there were a few that Nasi put Kalim at the beginning. Okay, so it might be because Like all the Siddurim, there are some that suggest he put the biggest Masechtas at the beginning and then it got smaller as it went on. But we also like to think that it is an idea that there is some substance, there is some lumdus regarding the structure. And the Rambam for sure has structure. The Rambam starts off Sefer Tara with Tumas Meis, which is the ultimate Tumah. Paraduma is Kenega that. That's to counter it, as we have here in our Gemara of Hiza Tara Latameh. How do you undo Tumas Meis? Then Tumas Saras, the Rambam has, which is the next Chomor Tumah, because it also has Tumas Ohel, Mitame Mishka Vumoshav, which are the Chomor of Osatumos, then gets into Shara of Osatumos, Tumas Ochlem and Kalim, all the way towards the end. So the Rambam has the Tumas Meis all the way at the beginning, the 25 Prakim. 25 Prakim of Tumas Meis, and then the Rambam has Hilchos Paraduma, where the Rambam has 15 Prakim of Paraduma, so it's 40 Prakim having to do with Tumas Meis. 40 Prakim, 25 and 15. So the Rambam talks all about how one becomes Tame and how one becomes Tohar, right? And that's these 40 prakim, the mitzvahs of Paraduma. Rav Soloveitchik has a fascinating ha'ara in the second volume, is quoted in the Reflections of the Rav, where he talks about where is the parsha of Tumas Meis discussed in the Torah, in the parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas. What's it doing in parshas Chukas? Tumah v'Tahara, you would think it would be in Sefer Vayikra. Right, it should be in Tazria Metzora, where all the Tumas are. So what's it doing there? It's in the middle of the stories here. Middle of, you just had Shlach and Korach, and then all of a sudden you have Chukas. And then at the end of Chukas, you know, it's back to the story. So what's it doing there? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, from Korach to Chukas, what happened? There's 38 years. Korach happened in the second year. And at the end of Chukas, Miriam dies. So what happened? Right. These are what he calls the blackout years. We know nothing of what happened during those years in the Midbar. But the Torah puts Parshas Tumas Meis there, right, and Paraduma there. What's it doing there? Why is it formulated there? It's presented there because this is what they were dealing with. They were dealing with, for those 40 years, all of the death of the whole Dor. So that's what they were dealing with. And therefore, this is how the Torah's reaction to it. They say Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Soloveitchik's grandfather, when he used to, towards the end of his life, be a little anxious about mortality, he used to be Osek in Hilchos Tumas Meis. Right? And that's why in the Grach al Rambam, there are more sections on Hilchos Tumas Meis than any other section in the Rambam. This is what he was Osek in. So the Reb Soloveitchik writes, death is a mocking fate which awaits us all. A trauma of human helplessness, which disturbs our existential serenity. It's an absurdity, which undoes all of man's rational planning, his dreams and hopes. We wonder, why should the foremost of God's creations have an awareness of his mortality, and therefore live in constant dread and distress in the face of its inevitability? It says that's the real chok of Zos Chukas HaTorah. It's not just Paraduma, but it's death itself. But then what's the message? What's the message of Paraduma? It's the only Tara that you need somebody else, right? Everyone else, you go into the mikvah, but only few Tara processes like Mitzorah is Chashiv Kemes, right? You need help. You need help in the from someone else, and that's what he talks about the difference between Tevila and Hazaah. Says Reb Soloveitchik, the defiled must perform the act itself. It cannot be done for him. He defiled himself and he must cleanse himself. Tevila implies a capacity to change one's condition. It is suggestive of all forms of human initiative, creativity, and freedom. I go into the mikvah. The ability of man to transform his life, to raise himself because he has free will. Hazah also involves water, but the situation is different. The tummy cannot sprinkle it upon himself. It must always be, a tar sprinkles it. He's a hatar al hatame, like our pasuk says. His is a condition of dependency, and his own initiative is not enough. Both tefillah and hazah remove defilement and render one eligible to participate in the kedushas hamikdash. In the former, it's self-liberation. In the latter, he depends on others. And what's the symbol? Because misa is dependent on others. We're not in control. The answer is, Rav Soloveitchik says, you need both. In addition to our faith in God as the ultimate conqueror of death, we ourselves must also be engaged in the day-to-day struggle with death to deflate its boldness and aggressiveness. tefillah, which connotes human initiative, should also be employed to reduce the incidence of death through relief pain and its debilitating effects, to prolong life. V'chulu, and he continues. But these are the blackout years. That's what he says. It is a somber reflection of those tragic years during which the Exodus generation, Yotzei Mitzrayim, were dying in the desert, making way for the generation of the desert, Dor HaMidbar, who were to enter Eretz Yisrael. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts here to recognize that's the transition. Paradum is the transition. Okay, so those are some messages that we get from the first line. So Rabbi Shua ben Kapsi says his whole life he thought Vizah Dor HaLatame was one-on-one, until Al-Shalamatiyah Me'otzer Shal Yavne, until he learned from the storehouse in Yavne. What's the storehouse in Yavne? That's alluding to a Tosefta. Tosefta here in the first parak of Demai and the third parak of Machshirin. The Tosefta quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. We only have the Chachamim in our Gemara, but the Mara Folda fills it in, as he always does for us. If there is a storage house in Otzar that Jews and non-Jews put their wheat in, with their wheat in. Jews, that's Ma'usar. A Goy is not Ma'usar. So the Tefta says, if it's mostly Goyim, then Vadet is for short Tevel. It's for short Tevel. This is according to the first opinion of the Tosefta, which is a Remeyer, who holds Ein Kinyan Lagoy, Lafki Amidem Isris. A non-Jew's Bailos does not undo the Kedusha regarding mitzvos. So if it's Rov Goyim, it's Vadet Tevel. Rov Yisrael, Demai. If it's mostly Jews, so then it's Demai, because maybe it's Goyes, maybe it's Jews, but it's mostly Demai. Mechsal mechsa vaday divir b'meir. Right? Mechsal mechsa yet v'imachmir, something to rise to the chumra, because ain't kinyan l'goy lav kiyami day maizris. And the Chachamim say, now back to the Gemara, we have the second opinion quoted in the Gemara, v'acham omrim, afilu kulo goy v'yisrael echon matal otocho, Demai. Even if it's all Goyim, and there's one Jew that puts his stuff in, it's already Demai. It's already demai. Why? Because the Ma'ariv Folda explains the chum hold yesh kinyan l'goy lavki midei ma'isra. So midar raisi is pata l'gamrei. Midar raisi is pata l'gamrei. But we're machmir. We're machmir midar rabbanan. But as long as if there's one Jew in there, then it's demai. It's demai, but it's not. It's not tevel. You're not going to treat it as tevel there. Hada amra. So what do you see from this? You see from one Jew's little wheat could affect the entire storehouse. So, as a mushroom, Shua ben Kapsi says, so too, by Tar al-Atami, you could have one tar affect all those who are Tame. Hada'am Rasha, Tar Echon, Maza al-Kama Tameyim. One tar person could be Maza, could sprinkle on many Tameyim. Rav Chaim Kanlievsky says that this is a, not literal, it says, Lo Amar Zeh, Rav Yoshua Elo L'Mushal Ba'alma. It's a mushal, it's not really exactly, there's no strong connection between, this is a Me'usar and Ena Me'usar, this is Tameh and Tahar, right? Not really connected at all. But the Gemara here has it as a mashal. So that's the Rechai Kanievsky's Lashon. Shema Minah, he continues, Mia, Shapiro Sagoi, Kivan She'ain Din Shuma, Etzlan Elami Durabanan, since it's only Durabanan, Hekilu Bem Chachamim, Delechashiv Safek, Afilu Bi Yisrael Echad, Matalotocho, Delozlinan Bohu Basarube, don't go after the roof to consider it Tevel, but you just consider it Demai. Good. So now the Gemara says, V'ha de taninan. That's the Gears of the Mara Folda and the Gra. But now, one second. So what do you see from this discussion, though? That it's if the Jews is in there, then it's Demai. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Eitzel Nachri, Kepei Rosav? We're going back to our Mishnah, back to Dafag, on Dafag, Tesavad Olive. What do we say if you give your mafkid fruit with a goy, so then it's Tevel. It's Vade Tevel, even though he has many Jews, then he might be, even though he might not have switched it, right? He might not have switched it. So why is it Kepei Rosav? Here we say that even if there's only one Jew, you consider it Demai. And then the Mishnah says, it's Kepei Rosav, it's like Vade Tevel. So two answers. Amar Abelazar, answer number one, Chachamim Shehein B'shitas Rabbi Meir. Maybe Abelazar says that our Mishnah is different than the Shita, even though the Mishnah has Stam Chachamim, the Tanakama, but that's not the same Chachamim as the ones in the Tosefta. Right? Though that, our Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Meir, right? Who holds Daraisa, and if it's Daraisa, Kaperosav, right? And therefore you have to assume that it was the Goy's fruit, and Tvua, and therefore, it's Vade Tevel. So, don't think that the Chachamim there, right? That Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, that is the Tanakama there, the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon there is Rabbi Meir. Answer number one. Answer number two, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chachamim Mamish. No, it's the Chachamim Mamish. It's the same Chachamim. The Chachamim in the Tosefta in Dmai and Machshir, it is the same as the Chacham here in the Mishnah. Abon Kumi Matam. So then the Talmid may ask, so what's the reason? What's the chiluk? Why in our Mishnah does it say that if you give some of your chitim to a goy, it's kit peirosav, it's vade tevel, while in the Tosefta and Machshirim, as long as you have one Jew that possibly could put his tvua in, so it's already Dmai. It's ready to my, so I'm alone. Kantasavu nama amar lachon. When you get older, I'll tell you. He didn't want to tell him. It was too much of a kula. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to tell the Talmidim. He says, when you get older. Interesting. When you get older. Right. How old is old? So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about this. How old is old? With different ages, we get different levels of understanding. Different levels of understanding, right? That's that Mishnah, famous Mishnah, at the end of the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah discusses Ben Chamesh LaMikra LaMishnah V'chulu, and then as we get older, we get Ben Arboim Labina, and right after Shloshim is Lakoach, right? That's strength, and then starting with 40, it's understanding, right? That's Bina, and then we get Chamishim LaEitza, 50 is the ability to give Eitza, Ben Shishim LaZikna. Right, Zikna, the Rabbi Lau writes in Yachal Yisrael, Zeu Gil Boa Kochos Kfar Nechlashim. But our physical kochos are getting weaker. Even our senses aren't as exacting and perfect. Right? As we get older. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva. Amar Rabbeinu Seinu ben Shishim lezikna. Faisa kavanasam bedvarim elu lahazhir al hatshuva. V'sheyachshuv ha'adam al kitzo. V'giyel me zikna. A person should start thinking about his mortality. As he gets older, if he didn't get enough ability to think about his youth earlier, and the Tana says, "Ein la adam lahatchik mitodaato shakitzo karav." Person shouldn't run away from it. Right? That we were just talking about before from Reb Chaim. We shouldn't run away from our mortality. Adaraba, alav lahaskel muktam kachol efshar. Think about it. Lehiskonein, lemeaver laolam shakulo tov, lemaavar. To think about the transition, miyad kisharoa shekocho yored, right when the strength starts waning, alav litchazik b'kiyam Torah mitzvah. So your spiritual strength should get stronger. Ulahachin lo tseida laderech. And he says, and that's what Chazal say, zikna is zeshekana. Zekana. Right? So you have to be kona. Zakein is kona chachma. Interesting, I once heard of pshat, right? We have the ones later in the Mishnah seem to be something natural, right? That you get a certain level of bina, you get a certain level of eitza, of koach. What about the first half of the Mishnah? There's like a switch. Because the first half of the Mishnah tells us that different levels, ages, when we should start learning, right? Ben Chamesh LaMikra, Ben Esa LaMishnah, Chamesh Yisrael LaGemara. Right? So it seems to be like a switch. Maybe not. Maybe the essence of Shishim is Zikna, right? It's inherent in the age. Ben Arboam Labina, Gvura, Suach. So maybe also the essence of a 10-year-old is Mikra. It's not just something that you should do to them, but they're most able to be connected just naturally. Right? Ben Chamesh Yisrael LaGemara. Right? These are similar to the ones in the second half of the Mishnah. So we have to use the time. Lamaisa, do we do this today? So that the Maharal and many other Mefarshim talk about, we don't do it exactly today. Should we do it today? But that's an interesting discussion, but not for now. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan says here. He didn't want to tell his students the kula that our Mishnah was based on, and therefore he didn't say it. Interesting lashon that when you get older, I'm going to tell you. Reminds me a little bit of a line in the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra in Parshas Achremos. Parshas Achremos on Seir HaMishtaleach. So he talks about it a little bit, and then he says, "Va'ani agalel l'cha ksas hasod, I'll reveal to you a little bit of the secret, beremes, in a hint. B'yoscha ben shloshim v'shalosh teda'enu. When you're 33, you'll know it. When you're 33, you'll know it. What in the world is he talking about? When you're 33, you'll know it. So if you count the footnotes in the Eben Ezra says, if you count 33 psukim from here, so you get to the pasuk, Parak Yud Zayin, pasuk Zayin, you get to that pasuk, and it says, don't bring karbanos to the seirim. V'lo yizbechu od ezivcheihem la seirim asher heim zonim achreihem. Don't bring karbanas to the Avodah Zarah, to the demons, to the other side, to the dark forces. So that's connected somehow to the Seir HaMishtaleach. And the Ramban explains, the Ramban says, he quotes the Eben Ezra, and he says, Ani HaRachil Megaleh Sodo. I'm the Rachil. I'm gonna reveal his secret that he didn't tell anybody else. I'm gonna reveal his secret. And he talks about how the Seir Lazazel is, so to speak, a matana. I'm not getting into this now, as a matana to the other forces. The Ramban believes in other forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. They're all under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the Ramban believes in Sarim, by the Ramban later on in Achremos, the Sar Shal Esav and the Sar Shal every country. There's just no Sar for Eretz Yisrael. But the Ramban there talks about the idea of giving a karban to those kochos. And that's the Seirim. And that's when you get to 33. It's like the Rav Yochanan says, here, when you get old enough, so then I'm going to tell you. Okay, so we continue. So what's the answer? Right, so we have a steer here. We have a steer between our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if there's a possibility that a non-Jew's tvuah is mixed in, so it's vade tevel. It's vade tevel. And our this Tosefta that says even if one little Jew's stuff might be mixed in or is mixed in, then we treat it as demai. So the first answer was machlokas tanoim. Right, our Mishnah reflects the shita of Rabbi Meir, who doesn't say don't say like the chachamim in the Tosefta. And the second answer is that no, it's all the same shita. So Rabbi Yochanan just didn't explain it though. Didn't explain it. So the Gemara goes into my havi meirlohu. What could Rabbi Yochanan have said? What could Rabbi Yochanan have said to the Talmidim? What did he not? So the Gemara answers, Kamanda Amar, quoting a Yerushalmi in Shvius. Kamanda Amar, me alein kiblu alein as a maestris. There is a machlokes in Shvius, the Mara Folda, again quoted in the sixth parak, whether when Bnei Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael, Ole Bavel, right? Ole Mitzrayim was the first when they went in, and then that Kedusha was Bata when they left. What about Ole Bavel? Ole Bavel. So did that Kedusha come back? Machlokes there in Shvius, whether it came back to Araisa or did not come back to Araisa. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, like the opinion that it did not come back, Mida Araisa. It did not come back, Mida Araisa. So, says the Gemara, right, what is the Rabbi Yochanan, right, there's different formulations in the Mishnah here and in the Tosefta. In the Tosefta, so that's the real din. That's the real din. Right, he said, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Kedusha didn't come back, and therefore we can be Mekel. The whole thing is Durabanan. So if you have one little Jew's tfuah that gets mixed in, we could treat it as Demai. But in the Mishnah, you know, that's only a temporary. That's maybe only Bizman Azeh. But the Mishnah is eternal. The Mishnah is forever. Rabbi Yochanan's shot is that Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Rabbi didn't want to be Machmir Stama in the Mishnah, and therefore he says treat it like Tevel. Right, look what the Mara Folda. Avo Rebbe b'masnisan, sheba lifsok ledoros, halacha, sasam hadavar vehechmer ba. He was machmer there. De mechza al mechza hu vade shalo yekilu bo yoser. Shemikol makam, holo miyas shekilu aleim. Right, after all, there wasn't Kedusha, but they were makabel. But Israel were makabel to be mafrachumas and maestras. So in the Tosefta, he says you can be makel because the whole thing is drabon anyway. It's all based on a Kabbalah. But in the Mishnah, we don't want to say that it was based on a Kabbalah. People might be makel. People might be makel at a time when they shouldn't be makel. So he was just machmir in the Mishnah, which was more for dorei doros. Good, says the Gemara. Shmuel bar ba boy. So Shmuel bar says, wait a second. Nicha, I understand if Rabbi Yochanan was worried about something in the world of taros. Letaros lo amarlon. I understand why he wouldn't have said them because mipnei gether taros, because he wanted to protect taros. They're not used to taros. He wanted to protect. And we flip the girsa here. We flip the next two lines and add in a couple of words. Lekadshim lo amarlon. If it would have been about karbanos, I also understand why he didn't tell him mipnei gether kadshim. Right, because he would have wanted to protect kadshim. Kadshim and taros are a higher standard. Therefore, we want to protect it. But lemaisris. But Lemaisris, it's just Trumas and Maisris here in our Mishnah. So would he want to protect that? Lemaisris, Lo Amar Lahon, Rebregeder Maisris? He didn't want to say that, right? Vilu Amar Lahon, Mahu Avi Meir Malon Lagabe Maisris. Right? What kind of protection was there? What was the big kula? What would have been the big kula that he would have said and that would have destroyed their attitude of Maisris? So again, we already explained this, but now it says it. Kamanda Amar Me'alein Kiblo Alem as a Maestros. Because he holds that Bizman Azeh, the Kedushas Ha'aretz Lagabe Trumas HaMaestros is non-existent. It's not Daraisa, and it's not even Darabanan. It's just a Kiblo Aleihem. And if he would have said Kiblu Alehem, then people wouldn't have taken it seriously. And therefore, maybe that's written in the Tosefta, because that's the Ikar Adin. But in the Mishnah, let's go back for a second. In the Mishnah, he was Machmer because he wanted that to be Lidoros. In the Tosefta, he says the actual Din. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to explain the difference between them because of this, because this is a big kula and they wouldn't have taken it seriously from then on. Okay, this is not the only time that we have, because it was just Kiblu Aleihem, it was just a minug. People might say it's a minug, so therefore they wouldn't take it seriously. Right, Eric, where else do we have Kiblu Aleihem in Halacha? Myrif. Tfilas Arvis Rishus in Kiblu Alei Kechova. So people hear that phrase, some people Kiblu Kechova, so you know it's just a Kiblu. No, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, right? There are kulas. Again, there's a major machlok, as we've shown, what does that mean? Right, Bali Tosfos in a few places always say Rishus doesn't mean Rishus. Doesn't mean Rishus. At the beginning of the fourth parak and other places, Bali Tosfos never want to have any nafkaminas for Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chova. Right, it means if you're involved in another mitzvah, just relative. Right, the Tosfos and Brachas Daf Chavav. Tehadam Rinan Tfilas Arvis Rishus Hainu Lagabe Mitzvah Acheres. Vehi overes to azamrin on titcha tefilas arvis mipanel. Aval lachinim al levatel. It's not reshus. And Tosfos says this in a few places. The Gaonim and the Rambam following them think of it as no. They take it seriously. There are nafkaminas. There are nafkaminas for tefilas arvis. The Rambam says you don't have chazaras hashatz because of tefilas arvis reshus. Right. The Rav Amram Gon quoted in Tosfos on Daf Dalet in Brachas. You don't need to speak chazgula tefilah by myrif because of tefilas arvis reshus. Others that maybe could have a tartar desasri tilas arvis reshus, but there's another Rambam following the Gaonim seems to have a very different understanding. Like tilas arvis reshus means there's something inherently different about Meirev. Where the Rambam even has in Perek Vav Hilchas Tfila, afal pi she tilas arvis reshus, even though tilas arvis reshus don't come home and do whatever you need to do and then daven Meirev later, should daven right away. Lo yavo adam imalachto v'yomer ochel ma'ad v'ishan kima v'akachas palal shemeteno sososhena. Right. So what's the afal pi? It sounds like there's a real havamina that I would have thought you could do other things and not daven right away. Kamash mala not. So in Lumdus, there's a machlokes. Seem to be a machlokes. Bali Tosfos and the Gaonim and the Rambam. How you view tefilas arvis reshus tefilas arvis chova. Lomaisa kibbo like a chova. So that would have a big nafkamina in terms of just conceptual. According to Bali Tosfos, it's kind of chova anyway. So kibbo chova just adds on a little bit in terms of the chova's gavra. For the Rambam, for the Gaonim, inherently it's a different type of tefillah. It's tefillah tzarvus reshus, but kibbo like a chova. But again, people might not take it as seriously as they should because here it's only a kiblu. It's not a din. Like some wanted to interpret the chumra de Rabbi Zeira, right? The chumra de Rabbi Zeira that noshim sidkanios, they were makabel. Again, the Ramban writes beferish. And the other Rishonim also. That's a Kabbalah, but it has the halacha as halacha psuka. Right? It's one of the halacha psukas, right? That we can't shiv in a kiyam, even a tipatam kachardo, right? The Gemara in Brachas. What's a halacha psuka? It's one of the halacha psukas. So it's not just a Kabbalah. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Moda Reb Shimon. So back to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said, right? Reb Shimon, the last line in the Mishnah said, back on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph, that if somebody gives a nachri fruit, so then it's considered demai. Considered demai. Right, the Tanakhama says it's considered tevel, or Shimon says it's considered demai. But, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Moder Rabbi Shimon, Shum Mafresh Ma'asros of Mehalacha. It's not really demai. Remember, what's demai? Demai, you only have to be Mafresh Shumas Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yirmiyah, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Shimon doesn't mean it's demai. He means it's Suffik Tevel. The Tanakhama said it's Vaday Tevel. The Rabbi Shimon says it's suffik tevel, and therefore you have to be mafresh shuma gedola, and you have to be mafresh maaser rishon. So you have to be mafresh kahalacha. So the Gemara says, okay, then what's the difference between him and the Tanakama? Rabbi Shimon amar mafresh, Rabbi Shimon amar mafresh, ma beneyon. So what's the difference? The Tanakama says it's vade tevel. The Rabbi Shimon says it's suffik tevel. Well, my nafkamina. So we mentioned this when we read the Mishnah. The Mara Folda alluded to this, I think, or the Pnei Moshe. The difference is whether you could have the Kohen pay. But you could have the coin pay for the Truma Gedola. Rav Shimon Omer Mafresh Venotel Dami Menashevi. You could take money because it's only Suffik Tevel. For Rabbanan Amrin Mafresh Venotel Dami Menashevi. Rabbanan say no. It's Vale Tevel. And if it's Vale Tevel, then you're not allowed to take Mamon Hashevet. What this this discussion of the Yerushalmi and Shvius that was quoted here about Kiblu Alehen, Me'alein Kiblu Emes HaMaisris, that's one of the sources brought up when we discuss Halacha LaMaisa. Does Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha L'gabi Chumas HaMaisris Bizban HaZeh Mida Araisa? And part of the discussion is, are all the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam Ravid in the end of the first parak of Hilchos Trumos? That's what the Rambam says, HaChuma Bizban HaZeh Afilu B'makam Shechziku Ode Bavel, even where they reconquered, resettled. The Afilu B'mei Ezra, Eino Min HaTorah Ela Midivreihem. It's all the Rabbanan today. Shein Lecha Chuma Shal Torah Ela Be'eretz Yisrael, U'Bizman She'yu Ko Yisrael Sham, Yunib Bias Kolchem. Yunib Bias Kolchem, which is a lashon that's found by Chambam, extends it to Shruma and Maisras. V'chein Yer Elishua Dibbe Maisras. The Rama has that a double extension. The Ravid doesn't like this. Lo Kivin Alacha Yafeh, Kaim Alon Kereb Yochanan. We all like Kereb Yochanan. Shuma Bizman says Daraisa. V'atzmo Nira. It sounds like a way for the Tchilas HaSefer. So but again, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz here all discuss this Rambam and discuss this Yerushalmi also as one of the sources that impacts the Rambam's Shita about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh Lagabi Shumas HaMaisras. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time with the question at the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis.